Union Home Minister Amit Shah striked back at Congress MP Rahul Gandhi, reminding him that Congress imposed president's rule multiple times in Jammu and Kashmir, ANI reported. Rahul Gandhi just gave a statement that outsiders will rule in Jammu and Kashmir. He was referring to our LG Sahab, Manoj Sinha. Rahul Baba, those who write your speeches does not tell you the truth. If there is a party that has imposed presidential rule most number of times in Jammu and Kashmir, it is the Congress, Amit Shah said while addressing a public meeting in Kathua which finished its polls in the first phase of polling held on September 18. According to ANI, Shah cited the voter turnout, saying that it was the end of terrorism in the region that led to increased turnout. Due to the end of terrorism, Jammu and Kashmir has witnessed a record 55% voting. Farooq Sahib, those days are over when one could go to the Lok Sabha by getting 8,000 votes. Now democracy has become strong in Jammu and Kashmir, Amit Shah said, ANI reported. Shah also claimed that it was Modi's effort that had placed decision-making power in the hands of the people. You have Panch Sarpanch in your villages now. Over 40,000 people now celebrate democracy in Jammu and Kashmir. For decades, the three dynasties of NC, Congress and PDP promoted nepotism. Now, due to Modi's efforts, the youth of J&AMP takes part in the decision-making for improving conditions in the state, he said. Amit Shah added, if BJP candidates Jeevan Lal and Dilip Singh win, then there will be celebrations across the country. But if Congress and NC, National Conference, candidates win, then celebrations will be held in Pakistan. Do you wish Pakistan to celebrate? The BJP leader promised that they will not allow the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi to end reservation. If Congress comes to power, Rahul Baba has said that they will end reservation when they come to power. Rahul Baba, no matter what your intention is, we will not let you end reservation, Amit Shah added. The second phase of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections was held on September 25. The third and final phase of the polls will be held on October 1, as cited by ANI. The counting of the votes will take place on October 8. Assembly elections in the Union Territory are being conducted after a gap of nearly 10 years and are the first ones since the abrogation of Article 370, with inputs from ANI.